you know, there was a reasonably strong breeze there, you know, in the first half. So there was, and we would have felt it was definitely a 3-4 point breeze. And, you know, a couple of minutes to go to half time, there was 3 in it. It finished up 5 in it, you know. But look, the goal at the start of the second half, and I don't think we had the will there or the drive to push on from that.
It's very hard to come back from that when you're 8 points down against Dublin playing on their home patch. And I suppose they had the bit between their teeth at that stage, and Donegal really struggling, found it hard to get back into it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, listen, I don't think we made any fist of it at all, Oisin. Once they went 8 up, you know, look, Dublin were well and truly on top of that, and it was a matter just, I think, for both teams to finish out the game.
Yeah, we struggled around the middle of the park today, Rory.
Yeah, listen, look, at times in the first half, I thought Dublin were very good in it, you know. So look, that's something, look, that we feel that we're going to have to work on, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of people have talked about Donegal setting up so defensively when we come to play Dublin, but there was a lot of that on the other side. Dublin were very much set up defensive, particularly in the first half today.
Yeah, listen, look, you know, there's a lot of talk about Donegal in general in defensive football, but I think every team, you know, works very hard in that. And look, Dublin work extremely hard, you know, on both their attacking game and defensive game, and we're well on top of us today, you know.
How hard is it on the line to try and call instructions and change things to the boys when you're trailing against a quality side like that and things just aren't going the way that you want them?
Well, I think the trick is to try not to fall 8 or 9 points down against Dublin, you know. I think any team that does wouldn't have a great success rate in turning it round, you know. We were here a couple of weeks ago, and we feel we give a more truer reflection of where we're at, you know, albeit we didn't pull it off. But look, we'll move on from this, Oisin, and we're really looking forward now to Ulster Championship.
Yeah, that's the next marker for you, is Ulster Championship in, what, 8 or 9 weeks' time, and that's really what the year's all about come June time.
Listen, for sure, Oisin, you know, it's always been what it's about for us over the last 5 or 6 years, you know. Doesn't make it any easier now, you know, from that point of view. But at the same time, we set out to stall at the start of the year to be operating close to our best come the 12th of June, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah, we've seen Carrick coming back in. Colm got another run out, and there's still players to go back now over the next number of weeks, so you'll be a stronger side come June, Rory.
We very much hope so. Listen, you're always going to be missing players, Oisin, you know. We don't dwell on that, so we don't, but you know, we feel we've a lot of players have to move up through the gears. We're looking forward to this opportunity now to get down to work and really move through the gears and see where we can end up.
You're not going to dwell too much on losing 5 games in a row in the league, because you are still in Division 1 next season.
Yeah, listen, look, it's obviously not what we wanted, you know. We would have felt there in a couple of the regulation games we had an opportunity to close them out, but we didn't. But listen, we just work towards the championship. That's all we're going to do.